5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Even though he's 6'7".
What?
Dan Byrne.
One finger missing.
Yes. Yeah. Dan Byrne doing West Side all the time when he says hello to people. Dan Byrne.
Yeah. He's just from LA by default.
From LA by default.
West Side.
You know what? Yeah, I was born ready as well. Do you know that, you man?
It's me too.
My son weren't ready when he was born. You weren't breathing.
No way.
Yeah, they had to slap him. I'm not even joking. I swear.
He's not breathing. He's holding his breath.
Yeah. He was not breathing. That ain't breathing. That's not breathing.
Yeah,
he could have breathed if he wanted to. He just went on it.
And then they slapped him and then boom.
Yeah, he slapped him. He said, what are you doing?
Slap a lad. Do you know what? Some people in life sometimes need a slap to wake them up.
Trust me.
Give that to adults. 100%.
Oh, if we can introduce, yes. Slapping adults to wake them up.
3 slaps a year should be legal.
Yeah.
I feel like they should introduce it into football. Maybe certain players should get slapped.
Like hockey.
Hockey.
Slap boxing. That way everyone can carry on. No one's going to get serious.
Down the tunnel,
quick slap box, then we carry
back on.
Maybe it should be controlled. In football, there's going to be a fight. You know what? You, man, you got 15 seconds to go crazy. Football boots off. Fists only. Boom. Yeah, it will encourage the youths to put the knives down. You can put like an anti-knife thing during that little fight. Little commercial.
Just make sure Arsenal wear them white shirts. You lot never winning them white shirts.
Flipping out, bro.
Yeah, you lot will just get punched up.
This is my first draft. I'm here. Courtesy of Jordy. That's right. Jordy has been ill for the past week. That's what he's told me. He's been ill.
He's been ringing out.
I know Jordy's cooked up something different for us this week, man. What's all that about?
I can't lie. It's not just Jordy, you know. Man Like Loons has definitely had a collaboration. He's had something to do with this draft. Loons, tell us what the draft
Mindstorming. Well, basically, it's a draft like a normal speed draft. But this speed draft, we all had our own individual subjects to have a draft on. I.e. tall, bald, foreign, bloody blah. But you deal with your draft, with your
thing. That way you can't steal the next man's pick.
And
but what if, this is where it's interesting, because say I get bald
and I get short.
What if I pick a tall bald man? I'm blocking you. Yeah. You get me, bro? So you gotta think of blocking man off.
So it's like noughts and crosses, basically. Yeah. So if you take a man that can, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, Yang Collar is for anyone. Yeah. I'm hearing you. All right, so Loons, dip your hand in the cup. Pause. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, it's a cup though, so it's all right.
Yeah. Loons, it's his fault.
It's deep. Oh, hey, yo, I better not get...
All right, Loons missed out on a potential option there. Yeah. Lippy.
Go on in. All right. Go on in.
All right, give it a little swirl. Come on, what's in the cup of life?
I don't think I've ever picked anything good out of a hat.
Never something like
bad.
This.
Always get something bad.
All right, Loons, tell me what you got.
Prone. This prone?
Injury prone.
I've got height, so I'm going to guess that's tall.
Tall?
Yeah, tall.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Why would I get the opposite of what I am?
Bald. No. Ooh, that's going to be different.
Hey, but you got tall.
I got tall. Yeah, we did get it. I actually got it then.
So it's going to happen then?
It's going to happen.
I'm Jan picking Jan Collins.
Yeah, okay. So tallness, let's have...
6'2 and above.
6'2 and above, but can you allow me for fullbacks maybe?
Yeah, 100%. Do you know, there'll be some exceptions.
Yeah, there could be, but they've got to be 6 foot plus.
Yeah, I would like that. Over average height for a man.
Baldness, let's have Zidane is bald, yeah. Even though there's round the sides.
Yeah.
Abuemo, just balding men. Abuemo,
going bald.
Yeah. If you're going bald, to me, it's as good as.
Yeah.
It's as good as. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm bald.
Yeah. And obviously, height, I understand if it gets difficult, you can't pick no one that's Chucky's height. That's not fair.
So injury prone is just, is what it is.
Injury, yeah, Darren Anderson.
Sick notes, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know what they are, bruv.
Yeah. There's man on the injured now.
There's very good players in there, to be fair. Handball. Very, very
And you got the world of players to choose from.
So how who's starting?
All right. So to be honest with you, I've never seen you lot do rock, paper, scissors. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, every week.
Missing out. I do black magic.
What? That's old school.
Yeah, see?
Let's go through again then. Rock, paper, scissors.
You're out.
Loons.
I'm third.
Do you know what? Yeah. I knew
when a man goes, he's gonna go paper next.
I tried to not even make eye contact with him, so I'm trying to even throw it off. All right, cool. Lippy, then myself, then you, Loons. And right now, Lippy, you are picking for
the tallest team. And this is what, did you hear what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
The tallest team. I'm not going for quality. I'm going for the tallest team that the world has ever seen.
Mm.
This footballer here, I found out about him in a way that I cuss the people that do this. I found out about this man because of FIFA.
What FIFA though?
FIFA 24.
That's recent.
No, but let me learn. You need to hear this. I seen a player that's a League 2 player, but he cost about 13,000 coins or something. And I'm just seeing him all the time. And I said, what's going on? So I Googled him. And I said, oh, that's why. This man plays for Newport County. His name is Kyle Hudlin, and he is 206 centimetres tall. He's the tallest registered professional footballer in the world. And he plays up front for Newport County.
How tall is 206?
Let me get in the real world, man.
It just sounds mad, though. Yeah, it sounds crazy.
I thought I was about 200 centimetres tall, boy. Obviously not.
You. I saw the Link Up TV video. No, you're not.
Kyle Hudlin, hold on.
Is his name Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyles are usually tall, you know.
My cousin's name's Kyle, and he's the only six three. He's the only tall guy on my dad's side of the family.
I don't know one short Kyle.
He is 6'9".
What?
6'9".
Chairman. Shout out my brother Chairman.
Big up the Chairman.
Come on, 6'9". All right.
Watch his videos. He's decent, you know.
Good player.
He's actually all right. I swear down.
Quick feet and all them things there. For someone that's six foot nine,
he can move.
How old is he?
Is he black?
He's 24.
Okay, so he's early in his career.
Lucky.
Let's try and get up to the championship, at least to the Prem, my brother. So that is Lippy's first pick.
That's a striker. So 4-3-3.
4-3-3, bro. Going for the tallest of the tallest, G.
My pick next. My players can't have any hair like Steve Bold.
Mm.
But the person I'm going to pick is a man that I feel is probably the greatest bald player of all time.
Oh.
And he is the same height as Chucky. His name, N'Golo Kante. Grow some hair, my brother.
I respect that.
Talk about some great memories about Kante. What do you mean?
VAR right now.
Why?
He is bald by choice.
Yeah, no, but he's still bald.
But he's bald.
You're right. That's a VAR though. That's
yeah,
a
yeah, I hear you. I do hear you.
We can buck him in July right now. The mini throw going on.
He's got a little cane roll.
Yeah, but you know what? Ooh, you got that.
Thank you. N'Golo Kante, World Cup winner, Premier League winner of two different clubs, an extremely nice person. I've done a FIFA and children.
Yeah, man. George drives a mini.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't knock him.
Come on, my brother.
But I think I got the easiest one. I think I'm going to walk this one there, man. So I'm going with my striker. Just going to get this out the way. Probably would have been the best player ever in world football ever.
Whoa.
Ever.
Where we going?
If it weren't for injuries. Ronaldo Nazario.
That's another. Do you know why that's another ish? He's definitely injury prone. The only reason why that's a grey area.
Go on.
Because all his injuries are impact injuries.
No, they ain't. No, man, he's done
he's from getting
mashed up, though. Two cruise ships.
But ain't that from getting mashed up, though?
No, man, he's done the turn. Remember, he done the step over. And he done the, and he goes, ah. Yeah.
He goes, ah.
Yeah. Ronaldo Nazario, the GOAT.
The real Ronaldo. The real Ronaldo.
Phenomenon.
Who is going to join your player from Newport County at 6'9"?
Wingers are usually quite small, but there's a really, really, really good left-hand sided winger in the world right now.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I think he should be a lot better than he is.
Huh?
A lot better than he is. I think if he was to have a higher work rate, he'd 100% be, I think he'd be the best left winger on the planet. I saw a clip of him yesterday on Twitter walking around while the game's just happening around him. And I sent it to my friend that loves him. That friend sent me back a clip of him assisting the winner for AC Milan. It's Rafael Leao, please.
Do you like this guy?
How tall is he?
He's 6'2".
Is he?
Didn't we have a talk about how you was thinking he's a little bit...
I think he's an incredible footballer. I think he's wicked. But I just think it's the way. Like, as a winger, you got to be busy. You got to be... My friend said to me, oh, Arteta's changed you. You want your wingers to be left-backs. You want them to defend. I not necessarily want them to defend, but I want them to be constant...
Workhorses. Threat,
busy. You understand? Mm. And he's not busy enough, but he's a really tall left winger. And I want him for Lanky FC.
I think I disagree. I think he's extremely busy. Off the field, he's got a new project coming out. Again, another song.
That's the wrong kind of busy.
We're talking.
You see what I'm saying?
That's busy signal.
Listen,
busy signal.
Kyle Huddling 6'9", you know. We'll punch him up. Come out of the studio, Rafa. You get a mash up in there. Trust me.
You know what? Since Lippy's going with some amazing wingers, I think I should go with an amazing winger. I remember watching Holland versus Spain. And this guy was rounding the keeper. Him one round, the centre back, him one round. He's taking round. Listen, I've seen what he's done to Manchester United for Bayern Munich. That left foot was crazy, and I only have to thank one man like Jose Mourinho, the greatest manager of all time, for bringing him to the Prem and showing me none other than the alien himself, Iron Robben.
He was on my injury prone list. You done well there. You just took. You just
That's what you've got to do. Take players from other people.
Yeah.
Come on, my brother.
Injury prone. I'm going back to goalkeeper. This is difficult, but it's going to sound mad. But he has missed a total of 40 games over the past 5 seasons. So that's roughly 8 games a season.
For a keeper, that's a lot, though.
That's a lot, because keepers don't really get injured.
What are you doing to get
when
injured?
When they do, they get
exactly.
It's bad.
So
it's
40
bad.
Games over 4 or 5 seasons is
a lot.
Is a lot.
What injuries were they though?
They said 6 different injuries, wrist, this, illnesses.
No. Listen, if you're a goalkeeper, from here to here, I accept.
Yeah, but he's got thighs, calf, everything. He's probably still probably the best keeper in the world now. It's Alisson. Yeah.
Injury problem.
He is, you know, because no. Do you know why I know? Why do I always see Keller?
He's definitely.
Why do I know Keller's the second best goalkeeper?
We saw
that's mad.
We saw Karius a lot as well.
We saw Karius
a
lot.
We did. You always see the Liverpool second choice keeper for a period of the season.
So who are you gonna pick for your team of tall brothers?
You know what? On the right hand side, I put Cody Gakpo.
Makes sense.
That's what I was thinking. 6'3".
Cody Gakpo on the right.
All right, we got Cody Gakpo. And Liao. Yeah. This is not bad wingers.
And the rest of it should be easy other than fullbacks.
So who have I got right now? Because my ball team's looking crazy. We've got Robin, we've got Kante, but we've got no defenders. And guess where we're going for defenders? We're going back to Holland. We're going back to guys that were managing Reading at one point. We're going back to guys that want to win trebles. We're going back to guys with 2 A's in their first name. And for some strange reason, his second name is Stam. Yap Stam, centre back, bald head.
He has a fighting face, a fighting name, even a fighting surname. Stam. Mr. Stam is... Yo, the Stams are coming. Leave it alone, bro.
Do you reckon Yap Stam talks to the Neville brothers now?
No.
Nah.
No. I see him on Stick to Football, so yeah.
Was he?
You see Yap Stam now? Is he good?
Yeah, he's got glasses and everything.
Because you know what happened between him and the Neville brothers, right?
He punched one of them up.
He cussed him in the book and then that was it. Alex Ferguson said, go long, and sold him.
I think Yap Stam looks like a villain, a superhero villain. Mm. Remember Iceman from Batman? He gives me Iceman vibes.
Iceman, when that Jamie Foxx?
Nah, that's the guy's... That's the electric dog.
The
electric, but he looks like Iceman dog, the way his face whites up.
Lewis, who have you got next, man? My team is looking too good.
I'm going to go left back, Arsenal. Mm-hmm. I was told by someone he was one of the best left backs in the league. I said I hadn't seen him enough. He signed for Arsenal and he's just been injured ever since. Sent him on loan a few times. He's back and he's injured. Kieran Tierney.
That is as injury prone as you get.
That's the definition of injury prone. Yeah.
His second team's NHS.
Yeah.
100%.
Man, he plays for the hospital.
Good player as well, man.
Yeah. Well,
quality.
I ain't seen him.
Talk to me, Lippy.
I ain't seen him.
This is where, remember we spoke about something could happen? It's about to happen to you, Paul. I'm sorry, man. one of my favorite centre midfielder ever is tall and bald.
Don't do that.
Luckily, he is not injury prone. Zinedine,
I knew it.
No, is only 6'1". So he's going to be 186 centimetres.
So you can't choose him?
So I can't choose
Yes!
him. But I can choose Patrick Vieira. Ooh. Yeah? Ooh. I'm going to have him as an 8 as well. I don't even want him as a 6. You're going
saying,
beyond.
What are you saying, box to box?
Yes. Box
to box.
Yeah, man, box to box.
Yeah, box a boy on road.
I can't argue with that pick there now.
Box to box and box a boy on road.
All right, I need someone in my box now, goalkeeper-wise. And there's only one choice. There's only one choice. He made bare mistakes for Man U, though.
Oh, thank you.
But he did do that wonderful Cruyff turn. It is Fabian Barthez.
Big drip. Big
Come
drip,
on, man.
Big drip, big drip, big drip.
Everyone that gets winners.
Short,
bald. Is there better bald keepers?
Probably. But you can't.
Not that I can think
nah,
of.
Nah, for real.
Can you think
keepers
of a better keeper?
Usually have hair. That's a, I've never really real.
Good
keepers. Brad Friedel was decent, but I'd still prefer Barthez. I'd Barthez. Have Barthez over him.
There's that one there, used to wear the tracksuit bottoms.
Oh, what's Killing. His name? Kanishvili.
But he no. had hair.
Yeah, but he's balding now. He was in that low. World Cup, he was balding.
Phil
yeah.
Mitchell, low.
Donnarumma is balding.
Donnarumma
bald
is balding.
He is
balding
now.
Oh.
He is bald now.
But Donnarumma.
He's pretty tall.
He's very tall.
Uh oh. He's pretty tall. Yeah, yeah, that's a good shot.
All right, EJ, I lose. Who you going with next, my brother?
Injury prone. Come injury on. Prone. I'm going to go again, Arsenal. Yeah. Yeah, you lot are blessed with injury prone players. One of my, gonna sound weird, no one's gonna believe me, but he was one of my favourite footballers. I used to watch Arsenal to watch him play, but he never played. He
he's
wore number two.
Because he's tall.
He wore number two,
he's
played centre midfield.
And injury prone.
Abu Dhabi.
Tall, bald, injury prone. That's,
yeah.
You know what? That's knowledge. That's knowledge. That's knowledge. That's knowledge. That's knowledge. That's knowledge.
That's
knowledge. To the point I all forgot my pick.
Yeah, good feet, everything. Yeah, man.
All right. Lippy. It's a great
okay,
pick.
Okay, then. I'm going to pick a man.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
That is like my other 8 Super Saiyan version right now. You understand? It's like we saw my man, then we saw that guy that played for Arsenal.
Yes.
But then we saw the centre back for Arsenal's brother at Barcelona, killing it. Come City, mashed it up again. They didn't make him a birthday cake and it all ended so badly. But Yaya Toure is going to be my other 8, 6'2".
At least he wasn't like his brother in a random shower somewhere.
That was class though.
That was class.
That story is so good.
What, he took a shower in Pauli?
No, he was telling Gyal he's a car salesman.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
They didn't love him for the bread. And what was it that made someone... No, she said, I think there's a footballer that looks a lot like the guy that I'm seeing. So they were like, yeah, take a picture of him. Took a picture of him. It was Kolo Touré in a random flat. Was he an Arsenal player or
he was somewhere. He was somewhere.
I think he was a City player. That looked like a Manchester bathroom.
I've been in a couple of Manchester bathrooms.
That was a Manchester bathroom thing.
Very cramped.
I saw it. Yeah.
Chester.
Yeah, 70s orange tiles.
Do you know what? So we've spoken about one former Arsenal player. We've got to talk about another. And it's, for me, my bad. It should never take me this long to pick the man of the reasons why I even love football in the first place. I call him Sir. He's going to get knighted in Jamaica. Sir Ian Wright.
Sir Ian Wright.
How can I not pick Ian Wright?
He started the board strikers thing.
Yes.
R9.
Yes. Vialli.
Vialli, yeah. Even though Vialli might even have been before him. Ian Wright started it.
Yes. He was a visionary.
Yeah, he was a visionary.
Visionary. Shout out Ian Wright. Best board player of all time.
I'm just running away with this, man, with these injury-prone players,
What are you talking about?
No, injury, there's some serious injury-prone players.
Nah, this guy is going on the left wing. It's like, I swear he's injured. He's been injured at a specific time of year, every year, for like 7 years in a row. He says he's injured and flies home for his sister's birthday.
100% he's there now. Yeah, he's there now, Giza.
He signed for a Saudi team, played 4 games, said he was injured the whole season, gone back to Brazil for free.
Yeah.
And he's playing.
Looking after a video son.
I think one of the most slept on. One of the most, the best footballers ever of our generation.
Better than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Like, talent wise.
I genuinely believe
he's
that.
My favorite
player. Better than Messi, but I think he's better than Ronaldo.
Grab the game by the scruff of the neck when he's ready, yeah? Neymar.
What a player.
What Neymar and El Phenomenon. The game's won. It's in a bag, Louis bag.
Go on, give us your biggest Neymar moment.
Biggest Neymar moment, PSG, Champions League, Barcelona. He just carried the game, carried it. The free kick.
The chip over.
Yeah, quality, bro.
What a game.
Quality.
Listen, he might not win. Because Kyle Hudlin is 6'9", or punch up anything.
That's a good point.
And my midfield is crazy. Because I've Googled a man's height and he's 6'2" as well. And I think this man, arguably, he's my favourite six ever. Might not be the best one, but I think he's up. I think he is. It might not be for defensive reasons, but he revolutionized the role of the deep lion playmaker in the best midfield three the world has ever seen.
Pirlo's not 6'3".
But Sergio Busquets is.
Oh!
You like that one, innit? Mad midfield. My midfield's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm thinking 5'9".
Yeah, man, 6'2".
Yeah.
6'2".
Busquets.
All right, so you hunger. Was it La Masia?
Mm-hmm.
Marcia, dancehall queen. I must say over here, La Masia.
That's my mom's name.
Is it? That's my sister's name as well. La Masia. Not even La Masia. It's now La Masia.
Marcia.
I'm going to stay there as well, you know, because this is why I'm happy I've chosen Board. Because he didn't start off Board and it wasn't Board by choice. But he's been in the game so long now, he's Board.
Mm.
So now I have the option of picking Andres Iniesta because he's now Board. He's bald!
And short!
You're injured?
I'm injured, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, I've got Iniesta next to Kante, and I think that is kind of crazy. What are you saying, Luz?
So, I'm just going to keep it simple because I can't really think of many, right? But I'm going to put him on the right-hand side. He's been injured. He's injured every season. Very good player. It was a wonder boy. Or wonder kid or whatever, made a big move to Barcelona. You know what I'm saying? He was Neymar's replacement from Dortmund. Now at PSG, always injured, always lightning quick, but he's just on a...
He's having the season of his life
right now.
When you hear it, you're going to understand.
Yeah, Ousmane Dembele right
now.
Oh,
he's gone crazy.
He's got like 25 goals or something. He's gone mad. They're playing him up front, you know.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's playing in the nine, bro. He's doing all of that in the nine.
They got Bakola on the left. They got this Doué guy on the right or whatever.
Oh, he's a good player. Baller. He's a good player.
Baller.
But yeah, nah, dude, I watched, I saw the highlights from the Champions League. Broski, he's a certified nine, running in behind.
Bags, man.
Bro, he's a bad
left foot, right foot as well.
Man scoring hat-tricks,
but he's
bro.
On the right side for me.
Yeah, some players just need to get older.
Man, yeah, need to eat some Weetabix.
What player are you thinking?
Some players
yeah.
don't need to get older.
Okay.
Because they hit the ground running. You see the way they hit the ground? He hit the ground running so much that he reminds me of the other centre-back that I'm going to choose. And you lot can't choose him because he's not bald or injury-prone. But I'm going to pick this guy first because this guy is my family. Yeah? My family. Centre-back. If he's not the best in the world, he's number two. If he's not the best, my other guy's the best. But I'm going to pick this guy first. Who am I going to pick? Yeah, the video was controversial, but I don't care. It's William Saliba.
You know what? Yeah, I hear it.
6'4".
I hear it.
6'4".
I hear it.
Come on, bro. And you know who my next centre-back's going
to
be.
I'm not quite sure where to go. I'm going to go fullback. I need a fullback that's been in Pepsi adverts. I need a fullback that kind of coached Marcelo before he got there. I need a fullback that is Brazilian. I need a fullback that is out here scoring from impossible angles. Just give me Roberto Carlos, yeah. man. Just give me Roberto Carlos.
Revolution.
Quick one. Roberto Carlos or Marcelo, who's better?
For me, Roberto Carlos Waltz or Marcelo Carranz, so I'm going to be Carlos.
I say Marcelo.
Leave a comment, let us know. Who do you reckon, Roberto Carlos or Marcelo? I'm going to say Marcelo. Go.
back to injury prone. This is easy. I'm going to go 6 games a season. If he plays these 6 games, he gets comparisons to Trent. You know what I'm saying? Delivery's good, strong runner. People say sister's better than him.
Better feet.
He used to play Cam.
Chelsea captain. Bit weird that. He's not going to be my captain.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think I know why, to be fair, but I'll keep it to myself.
But yeah, Reece James.
Reece James.
Quality.
I thought he was taller than 5'10". I'll be real.
Yeah, nah, I've seen him out. Definitely could jump in my pocket.
It's time to complete my centre-back partnership. I think strikers are happy that this partnership will probably never exist unless some madness happens and Real Madrid just go extra sick for some reason, but it's not going to happen. But my other centre-back, for me, is the only centre-back on this planet that you can say is better than William Saliba. And I don't even necessarily agree with that, but I understand. It's Virgil van Dijk.
I thought you was going Gabriel, you know?
I was going to try and shuffle him in, but I was like, he only had one big injury.
That's a dangerous back line. So I need to make sure that my back line has experience. I want them to have World Cup winners in there as well. I want them to have sons that play football today. I want them to be Lilian Thuram.
Ah!
Right back.
Sons.
Come on.
I think he's like me, two sons. I think he's very overlooked in the Legends conversation. You
they
know?
Overlook him.
Serious. Centre-back and full-back. But right-back,
he made contributions.
Madness.
Come on, my brother, man.
Crazy player. Crazy player, man.
All right, go on.
So
what are you going
I'm going to go into centre-back. It's probably been my skipper.
Okay.
I didn't even notice it. But since 2012-2013 season... the centre-back was sidelined for 55 days each season due to various injuries, missing a total of 197 games for club and country. He scored a 40-yard screamer that solidified City winning the Premier League. He's now Bayern's gaffer. You know it's Vincent, bad boy, and I swear this is a trio again. Bald, tall.
Yeah.
I've done it again.
Do you know what it is?
I was going to pick that as well.
Injury prone is going to be better than him. He's a bare mash up tall man. Yeah.
Was he bare injury prone though?
197
games. He used to have proper injury problems.
So Vincent,
I'm quite angry. I had a strategy and that was part of the strategy. So I can't.
Yeah, man, I thought of that one. Yeah. His partner's not too good, but don't worry about that.
Oh, I had a strategy as well.
Go on. But
when I started hearing R9, Neymar,
yeah.
I had to jump ship.
Yeah.
But I'm back there. I said I wanted to pick the tallest players available in this position.
Go on.
This is the tallest fullback I have ever seen. And I said, yo, they just put him there for Newcastle. But then I checked his files and he's been a left back before. Even though he's 6'7".
Ooh. What?
One finger missing.
Yes. Dan Byrne doing West Side all the time when he says hello to people. Dan Byrne.
He's just from LA by default.
From LA by default.
We're signed.
All right, Dan Byrne is a Kendrick fan. We can confirm here on Filthy.
All my days, another discovery. I'm older than Dan Byrne.
What?
He's the same school year as me, but he's born in May 92. I'm born in October 91. You are my young G, Dan Byrne.
All right, so is it this year? I can't work it out. Do footballers look older because they're in uniform? Or because they play the sport? Because when I see them in normal clothes, I'm like, oh, you look younger.
But sometimes he's not going to look young, though. He just
won't, innit?
I think you got a Batman in person as well. I've seen a lot of footballers in person. Like, rah, you actually don't. Like, I saw Diego Costa in Westfield once.
What?
He definitely looks as old as he does. But he's small. Is it? He's not a big guy. He's proper. I just think, how do you do that to people? He's small, small frame. Probably about 5'10", 5'11". Dan Johnson Byrne.
I love having a surname as your middle name. That's just like thoughtfulness.
What's your middle name?
It's my dad's name, Evan.
I'm sure.
Daniel. That was my great grandfather's name.
See, it needs to be thought behind it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time for me.
Mine's is Pierre.
Pierre. Why? Did your mum just rate it?
I don't know. Andre Pierre. Andre Pierre goes together, right?
Yeah, it's French.
Andre Pierre.
But you're Jamaican.
I got St. Lucian as well.
You got St. Lucian?
Yeah.
I'll give you a blah. All right, so I'm looking at my defense and I'm looking at the DM area. Now, putting Kante DM stinks. It just doesn't feel right. But then you'll think about Juan Sebastian Veron and I go, I remember him in his prime. But I'm picking a DM that has probably scored one of the greatest World Cup goals of all time. South American. He even went to Leicester City in the later stages of his career.
Baller.
I couldn't even remember. I only remember he's bald because of that goal he scores for Argentina. Man like Cambiasso.
Esteban.
Come on.
Esteban's a serious Spanish
name. Now, Esteban's a real name. Yeah. That's
Esteban's
a proper name.
Bad boy name.
Esteban means you're part of heritage. Yeah, like,
Esteban,
yeah, we chose that.
Real Argentinian name. Not like Lionel and Mende.
You don't like
Sergio
Lionel?
And them names.
You don't like Sergio?
Esteban. Watch type of Esteban.
Like Esteban would have been the guy. Say they made like a dancehall queen for Argentina. Yeah, Esteban would have been the rude boy.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Esteban would have been running road. And
you know what I'm saying? Who are you picking, Loons?
Right now, I'm just like, true, you man that's doing up the Spanish Busquets and Iniesta and all niceness and everybody. I'm just going for one of them La Masia man there as well, man. Like, I'm not saying he's the best centre midfielder. No way, I'm not saying that. But technique.
When he, if you're talking about who I'm talking about, what, and you lot got him eventually.
Yes.
When he was at Barca.
Yeah.
Safe.
That's one of the best players I've seen in my life.
He's got that little turn. He's got that little shuffle.
Different.
On the when he's receiving, does that little shuffle. It might pop out a quad or a hammy every time he does it, but it looks lit. Yeah. Thiago Alcantara. Yeah.
What a player.
As the pivot. You understand?
He's actually like, if my son said to me, Papa, who should I play like? I'm putting on them videos.
Yeah. It's not hard. It's not easy though, kids.
It's not easy. Like, it doesn't require physicality. It's all in your head and your heart.
Check
you understand?
You know what I'm saying? But I feel that way about Busquets as well. Those players there, watch
artists. Even though my artist is paintbrushes broke a couple times, but him still trying.
You know him still there. Him there. I saw it go.
Hear this though. You know what's a form of art? Acting. This right back that I'm choosing is not only the tallest right back I can think of. He's named after the greatest actor of our time.
Keanu Reeves.
Nah.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Dumfries.
That's my brother.
Baller.
Come on, man.
Baller. He's a baller.
He's tall.
He's tall, yeah. 6'2".
He's tall. Yeah, he's tall.
You can
tall
tell
brother.
That was either a striker or something. I respect him and Dan Byrne so much because when you're 6 foot plus and you play in the back line, they just think centre back.
Mm-hmm.
For you to stay fullback, you've got to have something about
you.
You've got to have something about you.
Pace, trickery or somebody.
Yeah, you've got to have something. So yeah, big them up.
It's also to play the centre back position and almost be sold, but somehow fight to stay in the side, you have to have something about you.
Mm.
Arsenal were going to sell him. This is a big fact. Not only did they keep him, because they were going to sell him because Saliba came back on a mad thing. Ben White was going to move in centre back and they probably would have bought a right back. But they decided to keep this Brazilian guy that went and bought hair in Turkey.
You know what I like
about this one? He's actually bald, but he's bought a wig. So because of that,
We have to keep it about what God says. You're bald.
You know what I like about this? Because you just said something that the turkey man them need to know.
What's that?
They're still bald.
Yeah, that's wearing a hat.
If I put, look, I've got this on my foot. My foot ain't an Air Max.
Yeah.
You understand? I can take this off.
Yeah.
This can go. I bought this.
Yeah. 100%.
Turkey man them, it's not yours. Gabrielle, it's not yours.
It's yours. It's yours, but
it's yours, but
with receipt.
Same with my crepes, mate.
It's yours with receipt. Not God send.
Yeah. Like, you know when you get your hair done? Like, when you go Turkey, say, I'm getting my hair done. Is there like a, like, what's the time frame that your hair's going to be there for? Does it go at the same time it goes if you was naturally, like, doing it naturally, it goes at, like, 40-something? Or, because you've bought it, is it there for as long as you want?
You got to reload it.
You got to reload it?
What? My brethren's gone back for round two.
Once you do it, it'll mess you up. Because when it popped down,
it looked like
armpit hair upon
your head. Have you seen Wayne Rooney's thing now?
Wayne Rooney's
thing stinks.
Finn.
It's Finn.
Rizla Finn. If I was to go to, I ain't going Turkey. I'm going Vegas.
What?
I'm getting the Michael Jackson thing where they plant the actual hair in your head like Barbie. You know, like my man. What's his friend that went on Celebrity Big Brother? What's his friend?
David Guest.
David Guest, he's got it. Yeah. But I looked at his head top. I'm saying, Mum.
That's painful.
His head top is Ken. Barbie and Ken. Like, I can see the hairs like, bro, he bought it, bro.
Boom. Yeah,
they just put it.
So in Turkey, what do they do?
They take the back of your hair. They put actual follicles. So it's like the hair is actual growing. Michael Jackson just got the Ken thing. Mulan, just straight hairs in there.
In there. Not yours.
Yeah, not yours. Not yours. Weave. He got internal weave.
Shout out, Gabriel. If your hair does
eye
go.
Weave. Man
go
got eye weave.
Yeah, go get the internal weave.
Eye weave. Man got eye weave.
Eye weave, literally.
I got eye weave, bro. Yeah, make sure you charge your things, boys.
We are sending our loans.
Oh, is it me, yeah? I was going to go centre back, yeah, but I was going to go another Arsenal player, but you know what? Got too much Arsenal playing there. So I'm going to go make up my back line. He's injured all the time. He's so injured that he had to retire. He's won everything at Liverpool, man. I appreciated him, man. Does the Maralding runs into the centre midfield. I'm going for Joel Matip. You understand?
Baller.
Super injury prone.
I think he's one of the most underrated centre backs of his generation.
He's got that Somalian vibe with him. Sometimes I want to pass the ball in it. Just want to dribble up and everybody.
Somali vibe.
Yeah, get the Somali vibe.
I hear it as well. He'll just drive for no reason, dribble.
And yeah, man, big him up. Joel Matip. You not know, man, this team. It's not strong, but it can be. You understand? 6 games.
So, obviously, this was never really going to be difficult. A lot of the better keepers in history are quite tall. But I'd like to pick out one. Because this man is a Premier League legend. I knew he won the Champions League before he came to the Prem. But I didn't know that he won the Champions League and then was the runner-up the following year. And then he went somewhere in Italy and he won a European championship there, the Intertoto Cup.
I remember that.
Then he went to a team in England and won the Intertoto Cup. Then he went
West Ham
to another team in England and he won the Champions League and was runner-up twice. Who am I talking about? It could only be Edwin van der Sar.
What a hero.
What a career.
Was he part of that Ajax side that
he
won the Champions League? With all them, there were some
dope players. David.
Yeah, Clive. Yeah. Quality goalkeeper.
That's a great pick.
One of the best.
And he peaked late as well.
Yeah, very late.
I'm going to pick another legend. I can't think of another bald winger, to be fair. I've been stressing trying to think because all of the wingers I know have either got a 0.5 or a 1. There's not really like bald. But I'm going to go with a man from Italy. And I only remember most of his career when he came Crystal Palace and scored in his debut. In 97-98 season.
I know
season.
Who, my Jenna.
And this brother here, I saw him like the highlights of goal, Lazio. But watch him more at Palace.
You get bonus points if you name his first name.
Attilio Lombardo.
That's first name?
That's serious.
That reminds me of Esteban.
Because real countryman names.
Yeah.
Why are you from let's think Mark, of a bad one now.
Mark from Belgium and them thing there. Mark Van Bommel. Dutch. You mean Mark? Supposed to name's Virgil or something. Do you understand?
So what's a good, what's a traditional name in England where you go, yeah, him are English?
Brian.
No, let's have it right.
Brian.
Brian.
No, Wayne Rooney was great. Bukayo Saka. I ain't happy with that one.
No, man. The white, remember, there's a white Bukayo out there, you know?
No, there is a white Bukayo. He's going to go Prem. He's making it to
at
the
Palace. There's a white Kofi.
I love that. What? There's a lot of white Kofi.
Type in right now.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
You know what I found out? That, have you seen that Tijani Reinders for AC Milan?
He's cold.
His name is Tijani Reinders because of the Nigerian football player that is called Tijani.
You're lying to me.
I swear down. I swear.
Do you know how good Tijani Reinders is? He's an app. I'm with him at Arsenal.
Tijani Babangida.
Babangida! Yes.
Babangida is old!
Babangida!
Old school. I don't think that's true. I'll be real. Because he's bought. Wait.
Of course it is.
Whilst you look at that, you let me know who your last pick is.
Who did you pick?
I just picked Attilio Lombardo.
Mine's a centre midfielder in it. And his nickname was Popeye, yeah? Why? He's a sailor man.
Popeye?
You know, like Popeye.
Was Popeye bald?
Yeah.
That's my manager, go on.
Yeah. All right, now. I'm going to complete my midfield with the probably one of the most injury-prone players. He's at Arsenal again. Was potentially seen as an heir to Iniesta and Javi. Yeah, he had a great game at the Nou Camp and then got injured a couple games later. You understand? Big calves. Wore the CT90s, football boots. Then I found out he really supports West Ham, a guy with Jack Wilshere.
Jack Wilshere is the final individual in Loons' team. Lippy Gama, my brother.
Tijani Babangida played for Ajax between 1996 and 2003. Tijani Reinders was born in 1998. He is named after Tijani Babangida.
That's crazy, bro.
He's literally named after him, bro.
All right, so there we have it. We have picked our random draft. Thank you so much for the idea, Loons, my brother.
Man, trying, man.
Let's start off with Lippy. Lippy, please give us your 11, then tell us the name of your team and your manager.
I like that. Take note of that, Jordy.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Should name our own 11. Who are you to name my 11, Jordan? Yeah. So in goal, I've got Edwin van der Sar. Right back, I have Denzel Dumfries. Centre backs, I have William Saliba, Virgil van Dijk. Left back, I have Dan Byrne. In the sixth position, Sergio Busquets. In front of them, Patrick Vieira and Yaya Toure. On the left-hand side, I have Rafael Leao. Slightly out of position, Cody Gakpo on the right-hand side doing a job for me. And the tallest footballer on the planet, the famous Kyle Hudlin, who I watch every week.
And as we were told at the start, your restriction or your subject matter was tallest player. Who's the tallest manager you feel you could pick?
You know it's got to be Arsene Wenger.
Arsene Wenger himself, and the team name?
Higher Heights. Simple. Higher Heights. Simple. Right. We got our badges, our mountain.
I respect that.
My team is 21 meters and 31 centimeters tall. Do not give us a corner.
Their man can chat to God now.
Forget I've got Jova. I know Stairs. Jova's not tall, but he's in the coaching staff. Yeah.
All right, Lynn, talk to me. Tell us your 11 players.
Injury prone 11, starting in goal with Alisson. He's never played James. At right back, Vincent Kompany, Bayern manager, Joel Matip with the Abdi Shuffle, morale. Yeah,
big up Abdi.
Big up Abdi. Left back, Kieran Tierney, Thiago Alcantara, arguably one of the most artistic centre midfielders at the six. And then I've got Jack Wilshere and Abu Diaby on an Arsenal vibe, just living. You understand? Just bare treatment. Right wing, I have got Ousmane Dembele, who's just not injured at the moment, but been injured. So
always.
He got in there. Yeah, left wing, yeah, idealistic footballer of our generation, Neymar. And I've got his granddaddy, his goat, his father's.
Trust me.
R9 phenomenal. Yeah. And this team is called Bandage Me Up.
Who's your injured manager?
Jurgen Bloodclaat Klopp. Yeah. Hamstring injury gaffers, broke his glasses. Klopp's the gaffer. Jen. He's going to kill all these men. These men are dead. The way he's going to have them running, yeah? Hammies are on the change, yeah? No worries.
All right, that is Loons' team. I'll run you through my 11. I have Fabian Barthez in goal. I've got Lilian Thuram at right back. I seem to have Roberto Carlos at left back with Stam and Gabriel centre backs in midfield. I have Kante, Cambiasso, and man like Iniesta. And my front three, Attilio Lombardo, with man like Robin on the right, and the best ball player of all time, my hero, Mr. Sir Ian Wright of Jamaica. This team's going to be called The Border You Get, The Angrier You Are.
Kante's the happiest bald person of all time.
I know. Of course. That's the balance in there. Yeah, when you're losing
Calm down. Just telling them calm down.
Anyone I know that's losing their hair.
I guess Iniesta's not that vexed, but he's not exactly happy.
But he's a man that's not too happy, not too sad.
Neutral.
He's just
when he's
neutral.
Angry, he will win the World Cup.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
when he's angry, he'll just win the World Cup for you.
But that statement is obviously because of Jose Mourinho, who said that bald people don't really enjoy their job. So I'm sticking with Jose Mourinho. Yeah. In order to get at Pep Guardiola. And you would think I would choose Pep Guardiola as the gaffer because he's bored, but I'm not going to go with Pep Guardiola.
He scratched away his scalp. He ain't even bored no more.
He's flesh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... You know our rule here? If you have to go to Turkey, you are bald. But this bald man, he did pay his team's wages whilst at Derby County. So this bald gaffer is going to be none other than also another man being knighted in Jamaica, Sir Wayne Rooney.
Oh, I thought he was going for Steve McLaren.
What?
Jamaican gaffer.
These are eliminated.
Eliminated.
Can't get them no more.
All right.
What's still in the cup is still there. We're gonna add three more next week, and we keep it rolling.
But we're not gonna add them. You're gonna add them. Please leave a comment and tell us what subject matters you would like to see in the cup. But don't ask me what's in my cup. All right, like, share, and subscribe.
Click the bell on everybody.
Click the bell, yeah. Come on.
Bing.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.